I have helped a few people, but yeah, I'm amazed because us podcasters can, you know, come off pretty good. I mean, I have a pretty good sounding show. It's not, I wouldn't say I'm NPR level or anything like that. And because I don't really strive for that, I try to put these shows out really quick. But, you know, my microphone's good, my all of that, you know. So there are things I could do to be better, but...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
A pretty good sounding show.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3317 of the BFO for Friday, the 23rd of October, 2020. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Big Fatty, I did not hear Scott and Mark from, you know, that shard himself. Because Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your fall right is going well, y'all. 1 week from tomorrow will be Gay Crema. And y'all, that is also the night that we fall back. Big Fatty, I hope you've got your life alert bracelet on so you can call if you've fallen and can't get up. No. Y'all, I'm telling you, the old gal and I, we will be thrilled to death when that finally happens. Yes, Big Fatty, we know you will.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Tomorrow, the 24th of October. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person a couple of times, and we almost met a third time, but there was some sort of mechanical malady with the cat. Y'all, he is best known as the husband of the number one times two fan of the BFO. You know, that's Bill in St. Louis. Y'all, I'm talking about Craig. Big Ready, we love Craig. We do love Craig. And y'all, the first time Craig came to Pride 48, it was Bill's first time also. But y'all, I always love to just, because most of the spouses don't listen to podcast, Craig was a trooper. He sat through the little show, and y'all, I think he, although I'm sure he didn't get everything that was going on, I think he had a good time, and he even had some nice remarks at the end, and he came back, so there's that. And y'all, then Bill and Craig were supposed to come up for the colon aid dinner. I think it was last year. It was last year or the year before, and y'all, they had mechanical maladies on their car, so they had to turn and go back. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like Boston Josh had to turn and go back home because he shat himself. No, not that kind of malady. But y'all, I don't know if Craig is on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, but I know that the number one fan, Bill in St. Louis, is. So, y'all, if you see Craig or if you see Bill on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, wish Craig a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake.
Yes, Big Fatty! Happy birthday!
see y'all speaking of the number one fan times two. Y'all, our census today is from Bill in St. Louis. He lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a listener. And he's been listening, he says, it feels like since the dinosaurs roamed the earth. His favorite segment is Axe Big Fatty. What would he change? He says, well, I'll change perfection. I do accept PayPal, however. he's called the voice letter number. He's been to a Pride 48 event, but he says he's never utilized a special chair. Big Fatty. And the last time he sharted himself, he says, well, I went to bed with a grumbly tummy, and a little while later felt like I needed to release a little gas. Next thing I know, we're changing the sheets. It wasn't pretty, Big Fatty. It sounds like almost kind of like one of those chocolate lava cakes. Oh, maybe he'll get that for Craig for his birthday. They do indeed. And after I spoke to you, you know, as I was finishing up yesterday's little show, that young Nicholas popped into the villa here and scared the bejesus out of me. So, we sat and visited for a little while, but y'all, I told him, I said, I'm going to have to throw you out about 6:30 p.m. in the evening because I have a virtual homeowners association meeting. And so he finished his cocktail, and we said our goodbyes. And y'all, I dialed into the thing. Y'all, the meeting wasn't until 7. However, they were practicing. So I got to hear the whole meeting, most of the meeting, during the practice session. And y'all, they were struggling. They couldn't get there's one guy that's he's probably granny's age, maybe a little older, you know, in his 80s, but he couldn't figure out the computer, and the young ones were there trying to help him, and he's like, is it on? I think my camera's on. Is my camera on? It really was like Friday at Fatty's. Anyway, it was a fairly good meeting. It confirmed for me that I will not be on the HOA board. Not gonna do it. But y'all, after that, I watched the Big Brother. No, I watched the Big Run. I watched the Big Run as it was airing, and then I went back and watched Big Brother the tape of that. And then after that, I watched the 11 o'clock news and the beginning of that Stephen Colbert. And y'all, I was tired, and I went and I laid down, and y'all, I tossed and turned. By the way, y'all, that that Whitman Tinker. Y'all, he says he feels unappreciated. He feels unappreciated with all this visiting he's doing with people. He says, you don't realize I'm losing out on my sleep as well. He just feels so. Y'all, send Whitman Tinker a little love. But y'all finally fell asleep, got up, woke up about 8:30 a.m. in the morning, and I, what did I do? I got up and I had my coffee. Y'all, I went out to get the newspaper. It had rained and the paper had gotten wet. It was as if Granny's Depends had overflowed. So I separated the sections out, and it was sitting on the rug. And then as it began to dry, I opened the pages and let them dry and everything. And but I watched the morning news with Miss Gail King and had my coffee, and y'all, then I hopped in the chair because I was off. I was off. Cause y'all, I had a doctor's appointment. It was just they call it the follow-up. And y'all, my doctor, he had a medical student that came in and was asking me questions and everything. And then the medical student went and briefed the doctor about what my medical maladies were. And y'all, really the only thing that I had trouble with, I mentioned that I needed to find a locksmith for new locks on the doors to keep Whitman Tinker from visiting. And, you know, I want him to feel appreciated by letting him sleep some. But he says, you know, I've been dealing with this for so long. He says, okay, I'm gonna put you on. One of the side effects of, he says, it's not really an antidepressant, but it just kind of calms your nerves. Okay. We'll call it the nerve pill. Ready? The nerve of him. But one of the major side effects is it makes you sleepy. So he says, we're going to just try this. And, he says it's very inexpensive. It's not habit. I don't know if it's habit forming or not, but he told me to take one every night. So, about an hour before I go to bed. So y'all, my prescription has been called in, and so I'm waiting for the Von Zeiss to the mechanical to call me and tell me it's ready for pickup. Y'all, then after that, y'all, I went by the Kohl's because y'all, I had you know, those rugs I bought. By the way, they came in. I haven't unfurled them yet, but y'all, what am I trying to say? Hey, we don't know. But I earned $20 in Kohl's cash when I bought those. So y'all, I just went in the store. I think there were probably more employees than there were customers in there. And I went in there and I was just looking around, see if there was something I would like to get for my $20. And I looked at some kitchen dish towels, you know, for Thanksgiving and all. And I went, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. And I walked on over to, you know, they have all the crema stuff out now. So all that, the Halloween-y and Spanksgiving stuff is on closeout, and y'all, they had these nice little sort of fall colors, the burgundies and grays and oranges and all, placemats, so y'all, I picked up four of them. They were on sale, with the tax and everything, it came to like about $18, so y'all, I used my $20 in Kohl's cash, and y'all, I walked out and didn't pay a cent for them, and since it didn't cost me anything, there was no tax, and the lady says, and you still have $2 on your Kohl's cash. I said, fuck $2, bitch, Fanny. And y'all, then I went by the Sam's Club because y'all, for Friday at Fatty's, we're having brufkas, and I was in charge of the Bafran, and y'all, I went by and got some of that good Wright's thick slice Bafran at the Sam's Club. I picked that up, and I got, seems like, oh, y'all, they had the Glade, pine, scented, things, that you plug in. Y'all, a big package of those. They're hard to find except this time of year. But y'all, I thought I'd get that so that the 9-foot stow and grow will smell like a crema tree. What else did I get? I got I got young Nicholas. Young Nicholas. I got him a little surprise. And y'all, then they had a box of the 50 disposable Macs. They hadn't had the Macs there in a while. But y'all, I don't dispose of them every time I use them. And I know I'm supposed to. But I just decided I'm going to dispose of them a little more often than I have been. So I got that. And y'all, then I got home and I went for my nipple walk, did the big circle, and came on back here. And y'all, it was 82 degrees. And y'all, by the way, it looks like everybody else is getting snow when it's 82 degrees here. And the humidity was a killer. It was a killer, I tell you. And came back sat on the veranda and just kind of had my cool down and had a big glass of ice water. And I said, you know, it's time. Let's do it. Let's go record the little show. Yes, Big Fatty. So, y'all, that's what I did. And, y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, and y'all, we have another Axe Big Fatty question coming to us from straight boyfriend, number one straight boyfriend, straight Bob, and he says, dear Big Fatty, are there copyright issues with the Gentleman Caller music which prevents you from playing it? Haven't heard it in a very very long time, XO. Well, first of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the communique. Always lovely to hear from you. And this is an excellent question, Big Fatty. It is an excellent question. What was I saying? I was saying that no, there are no copyright problems at all with it. In fact, Squeaky Gentleman Caller is here right now. Squeaky Gentleman Caller, has there been any opportunities for us to play the Gentleman Caller music? No? Okay, well, there you have it. So it's just been a shit show as far as Gentleman Callers go, but y'all, all I want for gay crema is Big Fatty, you the Bobo the Honk. Well, that would be okay too. Yes, Big Fatty, instead of Charlie Brown getting a rock. By the way, y'all, did you see that Charlie Brown isn't gonna be on the regular TV? Big Fatty, well, that's cause he's a blockhead. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. I don't know if you're going to have trick-or-treaters or not, but if you are, get your candies, because, you know, the little ones, they love the candies. So, you know, Big Fatty's not handing out candies this year. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Cricket Hat, and Cricket Hat, what did you think about today's little show?
A pretty good sounding show.
Tom, maybe you should go to an orologist.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.